MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, July 21, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Chance of showers today, 70s along the coast, warmer inland, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:40 p.m. A sailor on the U.S. Constitution fell some 20 feet Thursday evening while cleaning the ship. The sailor sustained a minor head injury and was taken to Mass General Hospital. In Boston, WCVB-TV is reporting that a woman sustained life-threatening injuries in a stabbing near the MBTA's Park Street station. Beverly business owner Jamie Zarella is running for mayor of Beverly. In an interview posted on MSO News Sports, Zarella points out what he sees as his major concerns for the city.
Maintaining our infrastructure, Tim. It's falling apart. Our fire departments are struggling with low help. The police department struggles with not enough police officers to patrol the city. The school department, I feel as though the schools can be tightened up and things can be implemented to help them as well with the curriculum and other aspects of the school system. Public Works Department is running at a very low employee rate over here, whom we need to help keep these roads and these parks and everything, you know, sustainable.
Jamie Zarella is the owner of Big Jim's Auto Body in Beverly. The U.S. Congress is discussing the impact of artificial intelligence as it relates to military preparedness. North Shore Congressman Seth Moulton is concerned about the U.S. falling behind China.
Well, we're not necessarily behind in terms of results, but we're certainly way behind in terms of upfront investment. And that's a really important measure of where we're going to be in the future. If I heard that the U.S. were equaling China in investment, spending 1-2% of the overall budget, I would say that that's way too low because of the importance that AI is going to have in our world and sadly in warfare as well in the future. So I think that the fact that we're not even at that level, that China is so far ahead of us, is a real problem. It's something that we need to change.
Moulton was speaking this week on the BBC. He added that the U.S. and the world needs to do more to stay on top of AI.
I like to compare the AI revolution to the nuclear revolution. We developed the atomic bomb during World War II. It had remarkably destructive power, but also has found a tremendous positive good use. Cancer therapy, the civilian nuclear power, carbon-free energy. I mean, these are very good things. So after World War II, we did two things. We established bodies like the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for domestic regulation of this technology so we don't have a nuclear accident. But we also established international frameworks for arms control and to prevent nuclear proliferation. We have to do both here as well. And what you hear talk about in Washington today is a lot of the domestic legislation, the analogy to that Nuclear Regulatory Commission to govern how AI is used at home. But I think even more important is developing the international frameworks. I've called for a Geneva Convention around the use of AI that will regulate not just how we use it or how our allies use it, but how our adversaries use it as well.
Congressman Seth Moulton. Details of this week's unplanned explosion on Jordan's Lane in Rockport are coming out. The Gloucester Times reports that the company Rock Splitters, Inc. was doing the work removing some ledge when the blast occurred on Wednesday morning just after 11. The investigation is continuing, and the Charlton-based company reportedly has a good reputation. In the blast, a man sustained minor injuries and a car was damaged. The Lynn Senior Center is a busy spot this summer. Program manager Tanya Friedman talks about the center's partnership with Lynn Police.
We have been able to successfully reserve a spot every third Wednesday for the Lynn Police to come out. And the seniors love them. They know them. They've taken pictures with them. Lynn Bike Patrol has come with some Lynn Police bike swag that we kind of fight over. But they've been instrumental in even helping Michelle do some outreach. So it's very important that the seniors, again, know that there's a lifeline, not only in the Lynn Senior Center, but out in the community. And we're very proud of that.
The center provides many services to Lynn seniors.
We offer services from barbering to workshops, everything that is relative and pertinent to today's seniors.
That's Tanya Friedman from the Lynn Senior Center. In weekend beach updates, Salisbury Beach is closed to swimmers due to water quality, while on the flip side, Newbury Public Beach on Plum Island has been reopened. Gloucester's Pavilion Beach and Manchester-by-the-Sea's Tuck Point beaches are closed to swimming. Rockport's Long Beach has reopened. Check out our website for some additional local news stories that are posted throughout the day. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on a weekend all-star event on the North Shore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox were off last night. They'll host the Mets tonight. The Danvers American Little League team continued play in the sectionals last night, losing to Reading 12-5. Andover top Swampscott 9-2. Today, Danvers will take on Swampscott while Reading battles Andover. North Shore coaching updates. Anne-Marie Tobin writes in today's Daily Item that Tawny Palmieri is out as Peabody softball coach. According to the report, the school has informed her that she will not be back next season. Masconabit High School has named Jalen Ahu as their new girls basketball coach. He graduated from the school in 2014. The North Shore Navigators picked up a 7-0 win last night over Ocean State. They are on the road tonight. As owner Derek January tells us, they will be hosting the league's All-Star Game on Sunday.
Sunday is a talent day to show off the talent around the league and the league's best talent. It starts at 2:00 with a home run derby, and then the game will commence at 4:30. We'll play a 9-inning game, and all 13 teams are represented in the All-Star Game. So it's the best of the best around our league, and there's future Major League Baseball players that will be playing in this game. I can assure you of that.
Major League scouts will be on hand for Sunday's game, so the players will be looking to showcase their talents.
Well, that's kind of really what this game is about on Sunday. It's an opportunity to show off our talent, and it's for the scouting community to get their first look towards next year's draft, the 2024 draft, which some of these guys that will be playing on Sunday will be eligible for. What they look for, obviously, they look for size and speed, but, you know, they also look for consistency, guys that they can watch play over, you know, a 10 or 15, 20-game span, and every time they go to see them that they're consistent in their actions. They play hard. They play with a competitive edge. Those guys usually stand out, and then the talent speaks for itself. Guys can throw hard and hit the ball a long way and can run really fast and throw the ball across the diamond with accuracy and authority. All that sticks out on the field, but, you know, first and foremost, they look for guys that stand out in a group of talent like that we're going to see on Sunday. So when you see a group of 60 players and a half a dozen stand out amongst the league's best, you know those guys are, you know, probably will be the top five or six guys drafted whenever they're eligible to be drafted. So there'll be a lot of talent here. It'll be a fun day. If you like college baseball, this will be a great day for you.
We have a complete interview posted with Derek January, as well as all the information that you need to get up to speed on Sunday's game. That is sports, along with Rick Moore. We thank you for joining us. Have a great Friday, everybody. And weekend. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.